Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are taking a look at the Bible character Daniel. Daniel, much like Joseph, was a man who was promoted to a high office in a foreign land in the middle of a pagan culture, and yet he maintained his integrity and his spiritual walk with the Lord. What was it about Daniel that enabled him to be so successful that he served in the administrations of four successive kings as a top advisor? We talked this week about two of those character qualities. One, that Daniel made a decision early on that he would not defile himself. Secondly, that we observed that Daniel had a pattern in his life of relying upon God for wisdom rather than relying on his own abilities or intellect, though he was a very bright young man. Today, we will take a look at a third trait in Daniel's life that undoubtedly contributed to his tremendous success, though he was a captive in Babylon. Daniel worshiped God no matter what the cost. He had a pattern of worship in his life that he never abandoned, though there were pressures from every side to do exactly that. In Daniel chapter 6, we read this fascinating account. It seemed good to King Darius to appoint 120 satraps over the kingdom, that they should be in charge of the whole kingdom, and over them three commissioners, of whom Daniel was one, that these satraps might be accountable to them, and that the king might not suffer loss. Then this Daniel began distinguishing himself among the commissioners and satraps because he possessed an extraordinary spirit, and the king planned to appoint him over the entire kingdom. Then the commissioners and the satraps began trying to find a ground of accusation against Daniel in regard to government affairs, but they could find no ground of accusation or evidence of corruption. Inasmuch as he was faithful, and no negligence or corruption was to be found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any ground of accusation against this Daniel unless we find it against him with regard to the law of his God." Then these commissioners and satraps came by agreement to the king and spoke to him as follows, "King Darius, live forever. All the commissioners of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the high officials and the governors have consulted together that the king should establish a statute and enforce an injunction that anyone who makes a petition to any god or man besides you, O king, for 30 days shall be cast into the lion's den. Now, O king, establish this injunction and sign the document so that it may not be changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which may not be revoked." Therefore, King Darius signed the document, that is, the injunction. Now, when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now, in his roof chamber, he had windows open toward Jerusalem. And he continued kneeling on his knees three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and supplication before his God. Then they approached and spoke before the king about the king's injunction. "Did you not sign an injunction that any man who makes a petition to any god or man besides you, O king, for 30 days is to be cast into the lion's den?" The king answered and said, "The statement is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then they answered and spoke before the king, "Daniel, who's one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the injunction which you signed, but keeps making his petition 3 times a day. Then, as soon as the king heard this statement, he was deeply distressed and set his mind on delivering Daniel. And even until sunset, he kept exerting himself to rescue him. Then these men came by agreement to the king and said to the king, "Recognize, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and the Persians that no injunction or statute which the king establishes may be changed." Then the king gave orders, and Daniel was brought in and cast into the lion's den. This fascinating story points out a tremendous character quality of Daniel, and one that should be pursued by every Christian. And that is that Daniel, regardless of the cost, regardless of the consequences, made it his purpose of heart to pursue worshiping God, no matter who was against him, even if it would cost him his job, so to speak, or in this case, possibly his life. Daniel was not willing to forego worshiping God in the way that he felt he was to worship. Today, we find in the United States not this type of pressure that a person would lose their head for worshiping God, though this is common in countries where Christianity is outlawed. And many believers today in those nations are standing like Daniel's, worshiping God regardless of the cost. And yet, if you live in a country where worship is not forbidden, you are living in a day where the types of pressures that come against you are more subtle and different. I have known Christian believers who have been pressured by employers to work on Sunday, to work on Wednesday nights, or on nights when they were committed to worship God, to be in a house of worship, to be serving the Lord, and the pressure against them was great. And yet, for that person to say, "No, I cannot work on Sunday. I will not work overtime and miss my Wednesday night service or where I am going to serve the Lord. I will not do it." Those individuals knew they were putting themselves in a position where they could lose their jobs. And yet, I have seen over and over again people who are willing to commit themselves and not compromise their commitment to God and not allow the pressures of employers or anything else to stand against that. God has blessed them and turned the situation around. In Daniel's case, it was quite dramatic and quite miraculous. As you know, the king himself did not want to throw Daniel in that lion's den because he knew he was a man of integrity and could be trusted, and he was a valued and treasured counselor to the king. And as Daniel was thrown into those lion's den, God miraculously sent an angel of God to shut the lion's mouths and to keep Daniel perfectly safe. When morning came, the king rushed out to the lion's den and cried out in an anguish, "Daniel, Daniel, was your God able, whom you constantly serve, was he able to deliver you from those lions?" And surprisingly enough to the king, he heard Daniel's voice, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angels and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me. Inasmuch as I was found innocent before him, and also towards you, O king, I have committed no crime." God intervened because of Daniel's dedication and determination that he would not compromise his heart of worshiping God for any man. Daniel, we know, was delivered. We have also observed in recent history other courageous examples of men and women who would not compromise their worship of God even under threat of death. I think of Corrie ten Boom's story, the tremendous Dutch woman who, with her family, courageously hid Jews in their home who were being sought by the Nazis to be sent to concentration camps. And as a result of this, she and her sister and family members were all imprisoned themselves in concentration camps. And the courageous acts that we observe in her story, written in her biography, The Hiding Place, of smuggling a Bible into that concentration camp, which could have been a death sentence right there, of leading the women in that place in worship services to God, even though that alone was enough to be taken before the firing squad. She courageously worshiped God no matter what the consequence, no matter what the cost, as Daniel did. In the story called In the Presence of Mine Enemies, the author tells of being a prisoner in a Vietnam War camp, a captured American soldier, and how the other soldiers all would communicate to each other, though they were forbidden to do so. They would communicate scriptures and hymns back and forth, trying to encourage each other and to continue worshiping God in the middle of brutal, brutal circumstances. Worship the Lord no matter what the cost. God Himself will be your deliverer. Be a Daniel, be a worshiper of God, regardless of the cost. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.